just like this. Now I know it's just like that. Gotta keep on track, seeing that you got my back. Baby, don't let me fall flat. Do you wanna ever want in time? Every time it crossed my mind, I don't wanna cross that line. I can feel the danger. It's highly dangerous to fuck with you. Can't let it go. I feel your poison. Where's the
rap is outside, young thing, but a stranger. Thorns on a rose and a snake in a manger. Wouldn't even change ya. Searching in my mind for loose change, yeah. We don't even speak. Tripping like 7 days a week. Now she crying on my phone and I'm crying in my sleep. And I'm not about to leap just across that line.
Red flags,
really
been alone. Better watch my back. Now I know it's just like this. Now I know it's just like that. Gotta keep on track, seeing that you got my back. Baby, don't let me fall flat. Do you wanna ever want in time? Every time you cross my mind, I don't wanna cross that line. I can feel the danger.
Ladies, oh god, I did not fade myself in at all, but hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Button Pushers subbing for, oh gosh, I don't know what, no, it's called Zen, or The Skill to Catch a Vibe is the name of the show, and that is an incredible name for a radio show, but unfortunately, they were busy with work, but fortunately for me, that lets me sub in for this hour. I missed my show last week, so excited to get this chance to just kind of come into the studio, blare stuff really loud for my own pleasure in the with the big speakers here, and dance around for a little bit. Usually my show is at Thursday at 10 p.m. if you want to tune into that. I usually play a lot more like experimental, electronic, kind of crazy stuff. I'm very much into like the rave scene and love all kinds of really like boundary pushing music. That being said, for tonight, I like this whole day I've been on this whole like funky, like, you know, slide, groove, twirl, swirl, bubble, twirl, all kind of stuff like that vibe. And I got one rec, or I sent a rec to my friend because I was like, I think I've been pulling some Spotify songs from their like playlist and I've been liking some of them. And I was like, I think you would like this song. And they were like, great, I think you would like this one and this one and this one, and gave me like 28 songs. So I just put them all in a playlist, was vibing to a ton of them today. I picked some of my favorites. I think it would just be fun to like play some of them on air and just like groove to them. Cause I want to save some of the more like, I don't know, the songs that I've been collecting for the past little bit for my regular show. And I thought it would just be fun for the one that I'm subbing on to just play like regular music, or not regular music, but perhaps music that most people would enjoy. So we've got a lot of that. That being said, I do really want to hear the new Charlie XCX in the speaker, in the studio, I mean, and I am not patient enough to wait. So I'm going to play Mean Girls by Charlie XCX. This is off of her new album, Brat. It's fantastic. I love it a lot. It's going to go super hard in like boiler room sets. I really hope I can catch one sometime. But I like this track a lot because somewhere in the middle of it, it kind of cuts a lot of the electronic synth and just brings in a really nice like simple piano sample. And there's one hand that is just playing like one note over and over again on the beat that really gives it a lot of consistency, and the other hand is just going crazy. And it's like a really cool juxtaposition, I guess, or like balance between like, I don't know, you can still keep with the groove because of the one note that's just playing very consistently, but the like piano solo is like really good too. And it fits into like the electronic song pretty well. Pretty frequently on this album, there's a lot of like switch ups in the song that I think she handles really well. So check out Brat if you like experimental, you know, dance music, like weird stuff, and Charlie, because Charlie's great. So here it is.
Yeah, it's 2 a.m. and she's out there in a sheer white dress, wearing last night's makeup, all coquettish in the pictures with the flash on. Worships Lana Del Rey in her AirPods, yeah. Yeah, she's in her mid-20s, real intelligent, hedonistic with the gravel drool and dead eyes. You say she's anorexic and you heard she likes some people say it. Think you already know it, but you don't. This one's for all my mean girls. This one's for all my bad girls. This one's for all my break your boyfriend's heart girls. For all my tearing shit apart girls. This one's for all my mean girls. This one's for all my bad girls. This one's for all my break your boyfriend's heart girls. For all my tearing shit apart girls. Yeah, it's 4 a.m. and she's out there with the razor sharp tongue stuck to skinny cigarettes, calling daddy while she's fingering a gold cross. And she's kind of fucked up, but she's still in vogue. Yeah, she's in her mid-20s, real intelligent, and you hate the fact she's New York City's darling. You say she's problematic, and the way you say it's so fanatic. Think she already knows that you're obsessed.
Right. So yeah, that's like kind of the more crazier stuff that I would play. Actually, the stuff that I play on my show is usually a lot more rowdy than that, let's say. That was relatively consistent for electronic music. But I really like this album a lot. I think it's really good. She does kind of go back and forth between some like really nice bangers and some also like kind of emotional stuff. But like in the weird, like hyper poppy way of embracing emotions, where you kind of lace it with absurdity and like kind of this a positive but nihilistic outlook on things. But very, very good album. I think some of the really like some of the lyrics that stood out to me is like Charlie starts comparing herself to some other like very successful female musicians, specifically like Lorde and Taylor Swift and one more that I cannot remember the name of right now. It's Diamante. What is her name? You know, I'm like totally, I should know her name, but I do not right now. But I was kind of like reading it and thinking like, wow, I cannot believe that she's like, you know, someone who is like breaking boundaries in electronic music. And especially that's like really impressive, like continues to like shape the scene, I guess. And like, she's still sitting here and like comparing herself to other people. Like, are you really doing that right now? And then like another part of me was like, that is very human, you know, like no matter where you are and no matter how successful you are. And like, even on this album, she is talking about other parts where like, oh, wow, it's so great that everyone's so obsessed with me. But then like in parallel in the same song, she's like looking up to these other people and comparing herself and stuff. And it's like, I don't know, it's very interesting. I think the pseudo celebrityship of these kind of like, yeah, micro celebrities are like It's very interesting, and I like the ones that really attack it in their writing, specifically like Charlie and Porter. Porter's been doing a lot of that recently, too. I love Porter Robinson, my favorite artist in the world, and I play him all the time on my show. He just released a track this last week, and I'll be playing it on my show, so tune in for that. That's how I'm going to bait you into listening to my show instead of this one. But you came for music, not for me to yap like crazy. I want to kick it off with some... So now we're going to switch into more groovy stuff, consistent groovy. Hopefully some stuff that makes you swing your shoulders a little bit, maybe get up and dance. I like to play a lot of this stuff like in the kitchen, you know, especially when cooking, that kind of vibe. I'm going to kick it off with Lines by Jay Ember. Brief anecdote about this song is when I first heard it, like the first like 5 seconds, I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be like a great song, because it just has a really strong intro of like some stuttered like a stuttered melody. And the friend who sent it to me, when I sent them a text, I was like, wow, I'm only 15 seconds into your recs, and I'm like, this is gonna be great. And they were like, yeah, when I first heard that song, I was like, this is gonna be a really good song. And it's, I think you'll agree, it has a really strong start. So here is Lines by Jay Ember. Great vocals, great harmonies. I love it so much. Here it comes.
Baby, what you gonna do with that modern mind? Get yourself a job and you'll realize life ain't all about you. I wrote hundreds of songs till I put it out. Time goes by and I'm still alone, even when I'm next to you. Sunshine, smoke's on the dashboard. Strung out, not enough cash for. All kidding aside, don't wanna see this through. Paint it black, that's the way she liked it. Night drives, rolling down the 90. Now you're back in touch, but I'm over you. Gunning for the West Coast. I was at home in my morning coat, reading the daily news. Patience, never a friend of the famous. Never a drug for the aimless, but always been loyal to me. Lifeline, thank you for asking. My time, yours for the laughing. Rewind the tapes just to watch us lose. Warm wine, do it too often. Skyline, isn't my calling. Now you're back in touch, but I'm over you.
Can't find your man, can't find a replacement.
So good. Such a smooth song. I'm realizing that was quite the switch up from Charlie XCX to that. I wanted to lead with Lines by Jamber because that was the first song I listened to from all the recommendations that they gave me. I thought that would be a fun little, you know, thematic touch. But then I realized, like, a lot of the other songs are, like, somewhere in between that level of energy, and perhaps I should have used Lines for the outro. But I want to point attention to some of the lyrics in that song. I just think, like, they're really, really clever, and I don't know if this is what they were intending, but definitely got me, like, thinking along these lines. In the second verse, there's a stanza that is, "Patience, never a friend of the famous, never a drug for the aimless, but always been loyal to me." I just think that's, like, such a really powerful, I don't know, just, like, three lines is really cool to be, like, you know, people trying to be bigger than they are or not really trying to do anything are often, you know, really reluctant to be spending time, if that makes sense. Like, I think if you're pushing really hard to be famous, it feels like every ticking second is, like, slipping away, right? And if you're aimless, then it feels like every ticking second is, like, slipping away in a, like, I should be doing something. And instead he's like, it's always been loyal to me, I'm fine taking my time and doing, you know, doing my work and doing my thing. And, like, I don't know, I think that's a really cool, I think this whole song kind of radiates, like, a cool comfort, and it's really interesting. I like the lines a lot. And then right after that has a line that kind of drew an allusion to a different song that I really like called Lethal by Frost Children. Where it goes, "Lifeline, thank you for asking, my time, yours for the laughing." It's just, like, really, really cool, like, representation of, I think, when two people are, like, definitely not on the same page of what they mean to each other. And, like, in Lethal, there is a really powerful line where it's like, how am I supposed to react to when you say what's on my mind? Instead, I'll just say, like, yeah, cool, cool, cool. Like, I'll just do these really light responses because I don't know how to tell you, like, what I'm actually thinking, kind of thing. And this one saying, like, oh, like, you're the lifeline, thank you for asking how I'm doing, oh, my time, it's just yours for the laughing. It's, like, really, really, I don't know, self-aware and, like, powerful. I don't know. I really liked it. And, like, the whole song is just really good. I love the strumming, like, the strums of the guitar complemented with the, like, 808 cowbell that just comes out of nowhere at the end every once in a while. Really, really decent. I'm gonna have to check out more of Jay Ember's stuff for sure. Okay, now that I'm done with my music yapping, that's also a very important part of my show. I have started talking more and more in it, and now it's, like, mostly half music and half me just going off on random tangents about either music, music industry, people finding themselves, mental health, I don't know, yapping about, like, whatever the heck my housemate and I got up to for the last week, but that's been on hiatus because he left me. No, okay. He's going home. He's visiting family. He's being an adult and, like, whatever. It's fine. Whatever. He'll be back soon, and then I'll have my best buddy, and I'll never be alone again. Okay, no. I'm actually super fine. I've actually been meeting some really cool people recently, and I've got a friend visiting from California. Maybe she'll be on my show Thursday. So we're doing good. I also have kind of been hitting, like, I don't know what the phrase would be for it. I don't think second wind is really it, but, like, I don't know what the phrase is for it, but, like, kind of, like, I have a playlist that I'm trying to capture some of the vibes of, like, what I'm trying to represent. But, like, when you're dancing at a club for, like, really late, right, and you get tired, and then all of a sudden you do hit that kind of, like, second wind, but it's not, like, a second wind of energy. It's just more of, like, a release of just, like, okay, I'm, like, here, and that's where I feel right now. I feel very comfortable. Anyway, thanks for listening to that. I don't know where that came from, but let's play some music. On the vibe of, like, release and comfortable, let's do ASOS by Dava. Fun little, like, rap song /, like, R&B stuff. Really, really good vibes. And I love the, like, ethereal kind of, like, droning continuum of this song. Very, very good. Thank you.
take your sins away. Pass, but I got big feet, bad shoes, snuggle tooth, and I got no dad up in. You build facts, but no success, so this attitude gon' stay bad, yeah.
Good song. I like it a lot. I love a lot of the songs that I got recommended here. I like the confident love to see a girl boss winning kind of vibe, and I'm a huge fan of that vibe. If you like those artists, apparently Deva is one of them. I'm gonna have to check out a lot more of her stuff too. Plus the cover art looks sick on this one. It's like very similar to Knock Yourself Out by Porter Robinson, actually. I wonder if it was inspired, or maybe it's just very common cover art, to be honest. It's just an undershot of like her on like some type of like glass or something, so the camera is taking a picture of like her boot print and like up towards the sky. It makes her look like very, very large, like larger than life. Very cool. Very good track. But also, if you like those kind of stuff, Charlie, obviously, great one. Upsahl, UPSAHL, really good. Emmy, EMEI, fantastic artist in that kind of realm. Check them out. And yeah, I really liked that one. I guess that's like why I played it, right? Of course I liked it if I'm playing it on my own radio show. Keeping up with a good vibe here, let's play French Kiss by Astro In. This one is pretty good. It's about like this guy basically just beating himself up verbally in the song, like comparing himself to this girl that he's seeing. He's like, wow, you're this like fantastic person and I'm just this guy. And so he goes, you're a French kiss and I am, I don't know what he says, actually, I forget, but he says he's like basically just like some dude in Texas, like rolling his job, like I almost said something I'm not allowed to say on air, but he's like half, let's call it influenced by specific vegetation. And yeah, it's a pretty good song. Here comes French Kiss by Astro In.
You're too good, it's true. Thank you.
Yeah, I dig that song. I love songs where like people are just like beating up on themselves in the song. Like not like a so self-deprecation, but like they are kind of saying like, "Hey, I'm not like too bad, but like everything they're saying is like I am pretty bad." Like one of the lines in this one is he goes, "I ain't reliable, but I ain't a criminal," and then he follows it up with "anymore." And right before that, he's like, "I'm sitting in a cinema by myself with a flask in my pocket," and you can imagine what that's all about. Just very cool. And he goes, "I'm not a prize like you. I take no offense. It's cool." He's just like, I know where I stand on this. Very fantastic song. I love people that are not afraid to like have a little fun with their self-image. And definitely want to check out more of Astro In stuff. That's another thing I really appreciated from these recs. Astro In has less than 10,000 monthly listeners. Like there's a lot of like really like lesser known artists on this list. Like Deva that I mentioned earlier or played earlier was like 14,000, like definitely more than I have for sure, but like not, you know, these like big names that usually get airspace. So very, very cool of them to kind of crate dig that much. I love crate digging for music. I am actually one song away from 11,000 liked songs on Spotify. So I got to make it a really important one. And by that, I mean, it's probably just the very next song I listen to that I even remotely like. But no, I'm decisive about it. But, you know, I do be adding apparently 10,999. So I'm not that decisive. Or maybe I just listen to a lot of music. Anyway, next, I want to play, let's do Bossa No Say. This one's pretty good. It's by Cucko and Jean Carter, or Jean Carter, maybe. I don't know if it's French. But a very good song. I think there's some really fun, like, back and forth on this track. Like, he's kind of going back and forth between, like, there's some very obvious juxtapositions where I think there's a really great line where he says, like, "Why do you want to love me and break my heart at the same time? Killer." But there's also some less like more subtler kind of contrasts and more of like the energy and the tone of the song where he's like going very quickly from like, you know, reminiscing to like anger to like sadness to like what's going on kind of thing. It's really, really smooth vibe, and his like writing, I don't know, he's kind of a Shakespeare. Some of the writing's really, really good, so I dig it. Hope you guys like it too, and it's a great vibe. Oh, one more thing about French Kiss that I wanted to bring up. I love how the drums in the background kind of slowly lose audio quality over time. I don't know how he did that, because like I don't think you can automate like sample rate to like get that effect. So maybe they were like each individual samples or something, but like it's cool how as if you listen to it again sometime, because you liked it so much, because I only play the best music. Listen to how the drums start and they sound very natural, you know, like what you remember or like think of when you hear a drum, and then they slowly become a little bit more like chiptune-y, like you might imagine like old technology trying to reproduce a drum sound, if that makes sense. Anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting. Here comes Bossa No Say by Cucko and Jean/Jean Carter, who knows.
Won't you go away? You say you hate me, but but you stay banging my line. Why do you want to break my heart and love me at the same time? Stupid bitch, you came from hell and made me lose my fucking mind. What did I do to deserve this? You just gave me a hard time. They hit me up and told me that you were with my homie. How could you ever hurt me? I never been so lonely. Can't take you back, oh no, no. Think that it's time to go, go. You left me all on my own. Don't play with me, you broke my heart. But I'm also so obsessed with you. I don't know if I love you. I don't know if I hate you. Baby, it's time to get out my way, get out my life. I'm so sick of you just playing games. I'm pretty sure I hate you. I'm pretty sure I love you.
You gon' make me take my passion, put it to the side. You was a lady I love, but you ruined my life. But you were so pretty that I didn't put up a fight. But you were so petty and I just knew one right, knew one right, yeah. I've been seeing shit in HD, all of this shit, it just ain't me. You been saying that you hate me, and taking it back and can't face me. I roll the blood just to face it, and put the bullshit to the side. Yeah, the roller coaster, I'm a mattress, how you take a nigga for a fucking ride? But trying to put it in the past, saying it is old news. Can't stand the thought of your ass, deleted your old news. Make sure you was all they wanna leave you in the cold boo. I think of the time that we spend it, leave me feeling so foolish, so foolish.
But trying to put it in the past, saying it is old news. Can't stand the thought of your ass, deleted your old news. Make sure you was all they wanna leave you in the cold boo. I think of the time that we spend it, leave me feeling so foolish, so foolish.
Don't play with me, you broke my heart. But I'm also so obsessed with you. I don't know if I love you. I don't know if I hate you. Baby, it's time to get out my way, get out my life. I'm so sick of you just playing games. I'm pretty sure I hate you. I'm pretty sure I love you.
Really good track there. Sorry for a little bit of dead air. I missed the transition because I was grabbing lyrics. I wanted to point out some of them. I really, really like this track. I love the spontaneity of the line, cut my body into pieces and just throw me off a bridge. I just love, like, I don't know. I like when people just make comments like that. I don't know. I find them very, very funny. Like, okay, if this is like all I'm worth, just, you know, turn me into fish food and toss me in kind of thing. Fantastic. I really like the kind of cognitive dissonance as well that's kind of going through the song. I think I had an interesting breakup at one point in my life where I was kind of in the past. There was a little bit of unfaithfulness, and it was really hard for me to process because I knew that she was also very, very kind of lonely and, like, didn't know anyone in the city and was very dependent on, like, me for, like, social stuff. I'm like, I'm kind of getting into deep stuff here, but, like, it puts you in a spot where, like, you're in a tight spot because you really, really care about the person, but you're also really hurt and you know it's not a good situation for you. And, one of the lines in the, like, rap part is, like, I can't stand the thoughts of you, so I deleted all your pictures. But it's actually a much more clever way to say that line, so go check it out. I think it's really great. And then he says, but made sure you was solid because I don't want to leave you in the cold. And I think that's, like, a good expression of, like, what real care and, like, love is. Is, like, even when you get hurt by that person, it's like, okay, but I'm not going to, like, try and do that to someone else. Like, I'm not going to use that as a reason to start hating them, because that would be kind of disingenuous to the rest of the love that I've been feeling for a while, you know. But yeah, that was like many years ago for me now, so many years as if like I've been on this planet for longer than like five. But yeah, I think like listening to this song again and like having that be an experience that I've like been through, and like I think he captured a lot of that like dissonance and back and forth in your own head. Like, I know what's right, but I don't really know what to do, but like I do know, but I'm trying to tell myself that I don't know, but I do know, kind of thing. Really, really good, and a really fun way to make it a little bit more like carefree and like chill with like such a nice R&B vibe, and also him just, you know, having some more goofier lines in there, like, you know, just rip me apart and throw me in the sea if that's all it is at this point, you know. And kind of randomly out of nowhere, he's like, you stupid blah blah blah, you made me lose my blah blah blah, and he's just kind of going off every once in a while. Really fun song. I like songs where people are just expressing, being people. Fantastic. On that note, let's play Sucker by Ellie Dixon. I like this one a lot. It's kind of from the perspective of a hopeless romantic. Definitely catching a vibe from all of these song recommendations. But that kind of, that checks out. This friend of mine is like, we're acquaintances. They were a TA of mine. And like, we kind of kept in touch because they helped me kind of become a TA. Which was fantastic because TAing was like my favorite thing in college, alongside radio. So crazy. I'm talking about both right now. But they are like the fashionista icon of the world. Like, I've never seen anyone like slay harder than this person at all given times. And they like moved to New York after going to school in Boston for a bit, came back to visit for graduation, and they were just slaying at like a like Richter scale magnitudes level higher than like the rest of the Boston population. It was kind of unfair. So it makes sense that like all of these tracks are like, you know, hopeless romantics and like I'm into myself or I'm not into myself kind of vibes. Like, it's very capturing of their personality, I think. So I also love music recs in general, like when people share songs, because like, I don't know, it's a fun way to communicate, like, oh, I know your personality and I know my personality, and I think this is like an alignment between the two of them, or like getting one from someone and trying to like, you know, read like, oh, I can see where they would like this song. I really like trying to build mental models in my head of like all the kind of songs of what people would like, and I like sending music recs out to everyone. So like, I don't know, if you want more music recs, always hit my line. I've already made like probably like 35 playlists for like different people since starting the show this semester because people keep asking. So yeah, I'm pretty good at it is what I'm trying to say. I'm like bragging super hard about my music taste, which is not just incredibly wide, it is good, and not just a consequence of me, you know, having all the music in the world on my playlist. Anyway, I want to play Sucker by Ellie Dixon. It's really good. It has a really nice kind of punchy syncopation in the vocals, and I really like that kind of stuff, with lots of power. And, you know, I'm doing it in the mic right now, that puh, like, you know, they're into it, and it's good. It's good. So here comes Sucker by Ellie Dixon.
With pink hearts, filled up a notebook with names from the past. Look up at the sky and all I see is stars. One more movie to play in my head to make the time pass. And I get stuck in my head where everything's perfect all the time. Talking to my reflection all alone, what a loser. And so I went past your window and flattened my eyes, but you don't see me, so I just sigh.
I'm just a sucker.
Killer track. That's a motif from my show. I will play a song and then I fade in and then I say killer track, and I don't mean to do it, but it happens almost every time. Like, probably if I play like 8 to 10 songs a show, probably 6 or 7 of them get the killer track treatment. Anyway, that was Sucker by Ellie Dixon. It is a killer track from her EP Crikey It's My Psyche. Fantastic name for an EP. Really like it. I love songs that are very like vocals that are very like breathy too, you know, like that have that a lot of more like life and texture in them, and especially that kind of like heady over like higher voice, not over, higher voice. The heady higher voice gets a lot of nice like breath texture in it. It's very good. I like how that song was executed. I should do the PSA before I forget. And I found a slightly topical one. So this one is on, let's see, what's the actual title? Fatherhood Involvement. Make a moment. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Yeah, take time to be a dad today, like, if you are one. If you aren't one, I guess you can take time to be a dad today. I don't really know how you're going to execute that, but maybe that website will help you figure that out. And just so I don't embarrass myself like crazy on air, let me confirm this. Yep, yeah, I picked that because Father's Day is this Sunday, so don't forget about that. Remember, call your dads and get them a gift or something, you know, a baseball cap or a bottle opener, like, I don't know. I'm from the Midwest. That's like the only two things dads need over there. No, okay. Yeah, Father's Day's coming up. Do something nice for your pops if you can. I want to play a more fun one now, I think. Yeah, we'll do one more fun one and then we'll try and fade out with something a little bit more chill. But this one is called No Hat, No Play. And it inspired a playlist where I'm just going to put in a bunch of songs about people like overemphasizing themselves because I just love that vibe so much. It's also like kind of part of like my like therapy right now is like I'm supposed to be very much developing my ego because it is low in general. And so I've been kind of finding some tracks to help with that. I like Prob Cause for that, or maybe some of the stuff by Godlands. She's super into herself, love it so much. But this one is called No Hat, No Play, and there's a line in it that's just goes, "Doctor, help me, I can't stop writing bangers." And it's just the way he says it is just so good. It is such a vibe. I really encourage you, if you have the energy at 10:47 p.m. tonight, to dance a little bit to this one. It is really fun, or at least just bop your head, you know, do the side-to-side thing. Very, very fun. To No Hat, No Play by Play Lunch.
Ooh. So picture this. It's summertime and there's a house party at your mate's. You're running a little slow, you're worried about being the late. You head to the bottle shop, you get yourself something nice, and you arrive, and you find us. This is Play Lunch.
We hit it up, we rolling into your kitchen. I got a slab of cruisy woozies and this pineapple's bitchin'. I'm itching for a shot, what you got? CC and dry. Me and your mum were getting fucked up on that shit just last night. And just like that, we arrive. I'm diving headfirst in your blow-up pool. Pour that Prosecco, let go, give into the groove.
It's 2022, honey,
time to get on the move. Would you drink it coming out of the tap?
Yes, sir.
Would you drink it with a bottle cap?
Yes, sir.
We only drop when the bottle shop close. I'll back in your share. Now where's the speaker at? I'll green the freak, say shake, take that. We're running amok until the muck runs back. The party's gone, well I got the track. I tried to quit this shit, but I can't leave, all the crowds are hanging. You gotta give me a fat prescription for my top hit affliction. When your landlord hears our set, he's gonna give you an eviction. No hat, no play.
That song is filled with life. It's got to be laced with something, I'm sure. But Doctor Help Me, I Can't Stop Writing Bangers. I tried to quit this stuff, but I can't leave all the crowds a-hanging. You got to give me a fat prescription for my top hit affliction. Oh my goodness, what a line. It's fantastic. I love it so much. I love people who are fun to make, like, are willing to, you know, write and release lyrics that are kind of like esoteric but still kind of get the point across. I think someone who does like a really good job at that is like Prop Cause and what is it, Joey Bray and Valence, or is it Joey and Bray Valence? I think it's Joey and Bray Valence, the rap duo. Do a lot of kind of like double entendre work that is like, it's a stretch, but it's fun enough that it's like, you know what, you give it to them kind of thing. And I love that kind of stuff so much. But what a fantastic song. I love how it scales throughout, and I love the little breakdown with the roads and the vocal sample of like grab your things, move to the front, whatever that is. It very much reminds me of like some of the Jet Set, like Funky Dealer from what is it, Radio Jet Set Future, I think, is like a really old kind of music themed game from like the old arcades. Super fun soundtrack on that one. Very cool, like jungle tunes and stuff like that. Anyway, I'm going off at this point. Let's play. Let's see. I think we've got time for probably two more songs. So I want to play Scrambled, I think. I think I'll play Scrambled and then Barcelona Boots. You know what? I'm going to play Barcelona Boots first because it's pretty good. So this is Barcelona Boots by Arlie. I really like this track. I think there's a really fun part where he's just like pouring his soul into it, where he just says, do ya, do ya, do ya, do ya. And will ya, will ya, will ya, will ya, where he's kind of, you can tell he's like in disbelief, but he knows it's happening. And he kind of raises it like an octave, or I don't think it's an octave. I think it's maybe a half octave, but like each time he says it. And I think that's a really cool way to kind of force energy and like feeling into it, because you know, like as octaves get higher, as a higher frequency, you know, getting a lot more, you know, there's just more happening in the medium at that point. And it's a cool way to kind of emphasize that scaling emotion, you know. Very cool. And Barcelona Boots also a fantastic name for a song, just rolls off the tongue super well. And I think my favorite line in this one is, lust hurts, but could you bear it for me? Oh my goodness, that is just like, that is like, that's a Shakespeare quote right there. That's a wordsmith putting in overtime. I just think that idea of like, yeah, this, like, this pure passion often is going to hurt, whether it's for a person or for a goal or for whatever, but like, if you really want it, you're gonna have to bear that pain too. And I think it's a very endearing thing to just open or like bear yourself out and ask someone for that, like, this is gonna hurt, but would you do it? Fantastic, and love the way that that's written. So here is Barcelona Boots by Arlie.
It's more of a fight and less of a game. You think you're the sea, but you're the lake. Welcome to me. Tried it on everybody, but she won't sleep in the day. But live in the night. Tick of the clock, oh, and you caught my light. Lust hurts, could you bear it for me?
Fantastic track, Barcelona Boots by Arlie. I know I emphasized one of the lines earlier in it, the lust hurts, would you bear it for me, or could you bear it for me? Another line that I think is just fantastic is shake your head and give a nod, like if you were listening to two gods. You know, shake your head a no, give a nod is a yes, like if you were listening to two gods, like an illusion of the, you know, angel and demon on your shoulder, the two conflicting kind of cognitive dissonance, two feelings that you have at the same time, but you aren't confident on either one of them. Whereas like this guy is like, I'm here, I'm just waiting for your answer kind of thing. But the like shake your head and give a nod, like if you were listening to two gods, is a crazy way to represent that. I love it so much. I think the next show is here, so I'm gonna just put Rivendell on and fade out. But you guys should definitely check out Scrambled by Havelock. It's on the album Try Before You Buy. I think it's really good, really fun. Like track, he says scramble my head like an egg, fantastic line, and I think it's probably his most popular by far, but I'm definitely going to check out some of his other stuff because that one really grew on me, and I'll probably play it on my show, which again is at Thursday at 10 p.m so come check it out. Anyway, this has been Button Pushers subbing for Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And here is whatever Rivendell decides you guys need to listen to. Bad Vacation, The Streetwalkin' Cheetahs. Nope, Black Rider by Tom Waits.